War record of the 57th Wilds Rifles Frontier Force, 26 April 1915. The position of assembly was some 1,500 yards from the German trenches, which were on the ridge. The ground over which we had to advance was particularly bare of all cover, and completely commanded by the ridge, about the last 500 yards being up a slope. During this time, a very poor bombardment had been carried out at the German trenches. At 1:15, the advance started, and our guns practically ceased firing. Turning the first 750 yards, a fair number of men were dropped by shrapnel and rifle fire. After crossing the ridge, we came under a perfect hail of 5 machine gun rifles, shrapnels, and high explosive filled with asphyxiating gas. From here onwards, we began to drop at a great rate, and we began to lose formation owing chiefly to the men bunching together behind each scrap of cover after every forward rush, and partly to the closing in of the brigade on our right. By the time we got to the bottom of the slope, the Germans started letting loose poisonous gas, of which the French got the first effect, owing to the wind blowing across our front to the left. They started to go back, and the rest of the line, seeing them going and getting the effect of the gas at the same time, went about as well, not before several of our men had been laid out by the gas. These were left, and a remainder, being unable to either combat or understand the gas, turned and went, as it was no good stopping to be mowed down by machine gun fire and bombs. One Indian officer, Jamidar Mir Dast, remained behind in the British trench and collected as many men as he could, others in twos and threes, and small parties remained in each successive line of old trenches. The night of 26th passed quite quietly. 2 men had managed to get up rations to escape from the cold, as no one had blankets or overcoats. The men were fairly comfortable.